Self-ligating brackets have become a popular appliance choice among some orthodontists, and numerous articles have previously highlighted the practical issues that need to be considered with their use. One such consideration is archwire selection, and was the focus of an article from researchers at the Orthodontic Department of the University of Connecticut titled, Evaluation of Rotational Control and Forces Generated During First-Order Archwire Deflections, a Comparison of Self-Ligating and Conventional Brackets. For this study, four commonly available self-ligating brackets and seven different archwire sizes and types were compared. To assess the forces from first-order deflections for each bracket and archwire combination, the bracket-archwire pair were placed in a temperature-controlled testing apparatus that allowed a 5mm cantilevered segment of wire to be deflected up to 4mm. And during this time, the forces generated by the wire were recorded. Each combination was tested 10 times with a new archwire segment, and the mean activation and deactivation forces were reported. To estimate rotational control for each archwire bracket combination, the first-order critical contact angle was calculated from repeated measurements of the various brackets and archwires with a digital caliper. The researchers found that the predicted rotational control of each bracket was directly related to bracket depth with the ligation mechanism closed. The deeper the bracket slot, the more first-order archwire play. So, in decreasing order of control, the bracket ranking for all wire combinations was first the conventional twin bracket ligated with an elastomeric tie, followed by the Innovation R bracket, then Smart Clip, Carrier, and then the Damon 3MX bracket. As for the forces generated during first-order deflections, the general trends were increasing forces with increased wire sizes, and that multi-stranded wires generated lower forces than their single-stranded counterparts of the same size. The results of this study provide us with the following conclusions. 1. Self-ligating brackets have considerable first-order slop compared to conventionally ligated brackets. And 2. Because of this, utilizing a rectangular multi-stranded Nitai archwire that fills the slot depth, such as those described in the study, will allow you to keep forces relatively low, yet deliver some element of rotational control for full alignment. You can find all the details regarding the specific properties of the archwires and brackets used in this study in the full version of this article by Pesch et al. In the June 2014 issue of the European Journal of Orthodontics.